and at the heart of everything that I've done in public service. When I first ran for the legislature in 1974, I said that responsive government begins with a concern for people and their problems. This simple yet fundamental truth has guided me throughout my career, and it guides me today. Our efforts to protect children need renewed vigor and focus. I've pondered and prayed about this decision. I've always brought a high level of energy and creativity into anything that I've undertaken. I know how to move government and to make it more responsive. I know how to harness resources and engage the public in a common purpose. And I know how to move resistant and resilient bureaucracies. No matter how hard we try, children will still be harmed, and some will be murdered at the hands of evil. We're engaged in a war against sin and a war against evil. And notwithstanding this reality, we will always be haunted by a simple question. Are we doing our best to protect children from harm? The death of Marcus Faisal and the findings of the Commissioner's Task Force underscore the importance of our doing a better job protecting our children from harm. Marcus Faisal's short life and tragic death reminded us that we can and must do better. It is to this end that I will offer myself for consideration to lead these efforts. It is to this end that I will tender my resignation. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to take them. Well, if it's been orchestrated, it's the longest. I've been working on it for 20 years, so it's the longest job application process in the history of the world. And I've been criticized with everything. When I did the TID, the day we passed the legislation creating a TID, they had a press conference with the county engineer, the mayor of the city of Hamilton, and several other officials saying that we had killed the highway. If it hadn't been for the TID, there would be no highway. I'm used to criticism because people who have a vision and can see beyond the hill oftentimes scare other folks. And I've scared more than my share in my life. And I have a vision that this agency, that kids are better off if we wrap our arms around them and the community and say, look, we're in this together. The agency, when I started this journey to try to change this agency 20 years ago, it was in the shadow of two other tragic deaths. What we didn't know at the time, but only learned, I think, in 1998, is there was another horrible tragedy that had occurred that had been hidden from the public. I don't know if those of you that have been following this, that was the Steve Billings case. Here was a guy that lived, was a foster parent, who'd had his license revoked in Kentucky, who had been arrested for child pornography in Florida, and our agency made him a foster parent and kept sending him young boys. And he did horrible things to those kids. And our board knew that, the agency director knew that, and the board found out about it when a detective from San Diego came 10 years later investigating some murders and some other horrible things. So that idea of walling off this agency and hiding behind this shield of confidentiality and avoiding public scrutiny because you're going to say, well, that's confidential, has not worked to serve the interest of children. And that's been at the heart of what I've been trying to do for 20 years. And if I'm given an opportunity to lead this agency, it will be a much different place. The culture will be open. not at the expense of the interest of anyone involved in the system. There are some things that rightfully should be confidential, but there's a long, long road, and there's quite a difference between battening down the hatches and just saying everything is secret and working and inviting the public in. You got to talk to the public. It's kind of like running for office. You need to talk to the public more than just when you need to something from them. A politician that just goes around and meets the public around election time doesn't do too well. Agencies that just show up when they want a levy passed don't do too well. You have to engage the public 7 days a week, every day of the year. Yeah.
Can you talk about the qualifications that you believe you have to run this agency? Traditionally, typically, the people that run these agencies have a long history in social services and children's services.
Somebody once said that wars are too important to be left to the generals. And what we found, I mean, we tried everything. You asked me my qualifications, it's leadership. I may not have all the badges that some have, but I've got a PhD in common sense. And the thing that through the years that has been missing so often has been common sense. Let's just take one example. If you are a foster parent or someone that's under the jurisdiction and scrutiny of this agency, at 4:31, you are safe from anybody knocking at your door to check on those kids, because that's the end of the workday. You are not in any fear of having a random visit after hours, nor are you in fear of having weekend visits. And time after time, you get calls from neighbors, from relatives, from aunts and uncles and grandmas and family members saying, hey, they just had a big drug party last Friday, and those kids were brought into that. Well, our folks don't work on Friday. They don't. They have somebody on call Friday night, I'm talking about, Saturday night. Now, common sense tells me I don't need to have a PhD in sociology to understand that you need to create an environment where people know that they are going to be monitored. The idea of not checking, doing the police checks on our foster parents, and using the tools that are available. You don't have to have a PhD to understand that that's common sense. And so, you know, I mean, I've gone through this before. I went through it when we did fiber optics. I mean, unbelievable how many I did it when I put computers in every classroom in the state of Ohio for schools, for kids, kindergarten through fourth grade. I did it when we did the TID. The ODOT said, oh, you don't let them do the TID. They can't build highways. We created a new model for building highways. And that was under my leadership. I was chairman of that board. I never built a birdhouse, you know, and if I tried, it wouldn't be a good one. But I know how to find people with talent and focus them on a common purpose. And there are three things that we have to do. One is to protect children. Those that have been harmed, protect them from further harm. Second is to nurture their growth and development when they become our children. And third is to engage the community to prevent children from being harmed in the first place, to be better parents. And as I said, I don't care how hard you work, you're going to have problems, but you ought to learn. It's not so much that you're not going to have problems. It's how you react when something does go wrong. And what we saw here in recent history was we could do better. And I just don't understand what the war has been about. You know, back to your point, Candace, about the criticism of meddling or micromanaging or whatever. I have tried repeatedly to those who say those things. I said, tell me what idea you particularly oppose that I presented. Tell me exactly, specifically, what it is that I have asked the agency to do that you think is particularly damaging to kids. Never once have they said that. Well, it's politics, it's this or that. Well, what? How does that manifest? Is it a bad idea when you say information systems should be the most modern available? Well, I think that's a pretty good idea because we have a child named Justin Johnson Jr. that's dead because they chose to ignore that suggestion that I had to make the systems, the information systems inside that agency as sophisticated and as effective and efficient as anything you find in business. Make them the leading edge because you've got so much at risk. Is it a bad idea to check the backgrounds and work with police agencies to make sure that even if the state doesn't change the law, is it a bad idea for us to build a database that the clerk of courts is working on here in Butler County and the clerk of courts in Hamilton County is working on? Is that a bad idea or is that politics? Well, if that's politics, then we need more of it. We need more common sense things that we need to do. Karen? Have not, believe it or not, no one will believe this, but I've not talked to them because I can't. And as you know, everybody in this room knows, we've had more than our share of differences on different issues. I do this with, it's an act of faith. I hope that they will understand that how committed I am to this and how hard I'm willing to work to get this job done right. And if they choose someone else, then I'll just find other ways to serve the public. You know, maybe I'll go back to the legislature, bother them for a while. You know. Yeah.
That's what. Because the commissioners are the ones that choose.
Yeah.
Can you not sort of explain the process?
Yeah, that's what. According to the lawyers, if I want to do this, I have to resign first. And believe me, I wish there were other way to get there from here, but there isn't. So I have to resign, and I have to go through the normal competitive process that you'd go through. Yeah, the commissioners will, like any other position we fill, will post it and will invite people to apply. And I'm sure we'll get lots of applications. And then the commissioners will review those applications and decide who they want to select. Another thing that I really believe that I bring to the table is, you know, and I don't want to sound presumptuous, because anytime you are going to the voters for support, you have a challenge for a tax levy. But the bulk of this budget relies upon the generosity of Butler County taxpayers. So if we're going to maintain the resources that we need to protect these children in trouble, we need to build some bridges of trust to the voters. And in the last, we've got social service agencies, people that work with this agency, directors and boards of those other agencies have said to us, if you don't change this, we are not going to support the tax levy. That's unheard of. I mean, that's how frustrating it's been for people to work with the agency. And the one of the things that I think I can bring to this is if we openly engage and embrace the public, and if we trust them to come into the process, we invite them into the process, we'll be more likely to get their support when we ask for money. And without that support, the county's budget is busted. It will absolutely bankrupt the county if this levy is not passed, because these are mandated services from the state. These are things that state law requires the county to do. And so it will not only bankrupt the county, but it will also significantly lower the protection for kids that are in harm's way. So I think that's where I bring an asset to the table that others, I mean, my whole life has been serving the public in elective office, and you win elections by building bridges of trust, not burning them. Oh, no, only the press, Shauna, but thanks. But only.
A lot of people would probably say to you, you're crazy to want to do this job. Because some people, you think about this job and the responsibility and the pressure. What do you say to those people?
Well, I live with one of them. you have to believe, I mean, all of us have things that really matter to us. There are hot buttons. There's, for some, it may be environmental causes. Others, it may be education, what have you. So all of us have that, and this has been mine. And so, I mean, I did not, I mean, it's not an easy thing for me to leave the comfort and the security, if you will, of an elective office, if that's secure. And knowing that it may not work out, because there's a lot of folks out there. Look, I'm in a business where, if you fall down in this business, all you get are footprints on your back. You don't get people helping you up. And so there's a lot of risk involved. And it's important enough to take that risk to me. And the answer is, yeah, it's a challenge and it's risky. But there are things that I believe in that I really believe that if we do them, and I may get there and find out that either A, you can't do them, or B, that if you do them, it doesn't turn out the way you want. I don't think that'll happen, but you got to have a vision. You got to believe in something. And you can't just kind of float along and move paper. And there are a lot of hardworking people out there in that agency. There are good people. I think everybody that comes to the table in this, the board members that serve on the current board, everyone involved have a heart for kids. There were just some basic differences between their approach and what I would like to see and what my colleagues want to see. And I grew up early on in my adult life in the legislature where I expected, if you had an idea, that somebody'd stand up and tell you it was a bad one. That was just a legislative process, and you didn't take it personal. But, I think that one of the frustrations in this is when you suggest an improvement, there are people that work hard, feel like they're under siege, and many of them take those suggestions as a personal attack or something, and that's part of the culture I want to change. I think that we ought to be reaching out all the time saying, hey, how do we do this better? How do we, give us your ideas? And you have to build trust. You have to have the integrity to build trust. I mean, when 52% of the employees of the agency say that they do not trust the leadership of the agency, now, they can hire all the lawyers at $375 an hour they want. They can hire all the consultants from UC they want to say that was a bad survey. But the bottom line is, if it's off 20%, it's still pretty bad. And so you have to, so what I say to them is, it may be, but it's worth the risk.
Passion come from child welfare, because
know, critics raise the question, well, my pox makes $74,000 a year. The commissioner, he could make, say, $130,000 as the executive director.
Well, first off, Mike Fox makes a lot more than $72,000 a year. I do have another life. I do have other businesses. And I've passed up opportunity after opportunity. Believe it or not, there's some folks that see that my talents have value. And I've been fortunate. This is not about wanting a job. This is about wanting to see that it does a better job protecting the children. And the folks that don't like me will, you know, object. They'll say those things. They had one in the Enquirer this morning. They pay $375 an hour to say bad things about me. So some of them do it for free.
Well, how do you handle your other businesses then if you become, because the Children's Services, I mean,
they
a full-time job.
Yeah, they go away. So I end up making basically net less money. Other questions? Okay. Thank you much. Oh, I do want to say two last things. One, and you, coming back home, I see many of you here, and there are hundreds across the county, having the honor to work with a really good team of people in this county. It's just been a blessing. I just really appreciate the folks that work every day to deliver services to the public, and to be given the blessing to be a part of the leadership, to direct that ship, is really good, and I appreciate each and every one of you that are here and those that aren't. And secondly, I want to say to the voters and to the taxpayers that when I said that I'm just changing and serving the public in a different way, I mean that. I mean, if this doesn't work out the way I'd like to see it, I'm going to continue to try to serve the public. And there are lots of opportunities. Who knows? Maybe back air. Bottom line is, the only way I could present myself for consideration was to take this step of resigning. Just because I'm resigning here doesn't mean I'm leaving the arena of politics and the arena of public policy. Where I land will be, in the short run, a function of what the commissioners decide to do. But if they decide to do something different, then it'll be a function of what the voters decide to do. Okay. Thank you much.
Heard that.
All the critics.